MoneyWeb now on the money.
You're listening to MoneyWeb now, and I'm guest standing in for Simon. Chatting to us now is Gareth Stobie from Cautious. Top of the morning, Gareth, and thank you for your early morning.
Good morning.
Since the beginning of the pandemic, globally we're seeing a sense of democratization of the investment and financial markets. And this has led to individuals taking their own investment decisions into their own hands. Have you seen a dramatic shift in the profile of the investor? And are more investors accessing your products directly through stockbrokers or ETF platforms? Or are they still accessing the product through IFAs?
Well, at CoreShares, we encourage both access points to our product set. So I think it's very healthy for one to take ownership of their own financial position. And by all means, if they feel comfortable to make their own asset allocation call and say, okay, all right, I'm going to invest this much in equities and this much in property, for instance, then ETFs provide a great access point to markets because you are immediately diversified. It's low cost, it's transparent, and so forth. But we do also see a role for advisors to play. I mean, if you just look at the last 18 months, it's been an emotional roller coaster. And it's been very difficult for clients to always stay the course in that sort of environment. And if one disinvests at the wrong time, it can be very prejudicial to their financial plan. And that's precisely when financial advisors can play a very important role in terms of, you know, holding the client's hand and making sure that, as I say, they stick to the plan. But in both cases, whether it's someone who's feeling self-directed, well-read, you know, there's loads of stuff on the internet these days and feels empowered to make a decision, then yes, definitely ETFs have been a good place to start. But equally, advisors can use those same building blocks in building a solution for clients.
And are you seeing the age profile change? Are you seeing more young investors accessing your product?
Well, it's sometimes difficult for us to see directly because clients obviously access our products via the JSE. So they will be making use of other online platforms or other stockbroking platforms, the likes of Easy Equities. And certainly there we've seen a huge jump in the number of accounts being opened and interest in financial markets. And that's wonderful to see. I often think of myself in sort of my early 20s and when I started investing in the stock market. It's quite a daunting place. And I remember joining a little investment club and we sort of cobbled together the three shares that we thought had the greatest promise. And I remember one of those shares did well, the other two sort of muddled along. I think where ETFs are so great for that type of investor is that by making a simple investment into, say, a top 50 ETF or S&P 500 ETF, you immediately diversified across a whole range of sectors and a whole range of stocks. So again, from an access point of view, it's a really good way to start. And with global markets generally having had a pretty good run of things of late, it's obviously brought a lot of new interest into investing in stocks.
All right, Gareth. The CoreShares Total World ETF has been a revolutionary addition to the array of ETFs clients can access. The mix of both emerging and developed markets is one that has yet to be seen. Do you believe that this ETF is a heavy weight to developed markets, which are at record highs, and sectors which generally have very high valuations?
Well, yes, it does. I mean, it's a market cap weighted product. So as a consequence of that, you will have a heavier weighting to stocks that have got a fair degree of momentum around them and have a large market share and market cap. Emphasis on market share, because these are companies that have in most cases earned their rights to be large weightings within a cap weighted index. So, you know, we believe in just simply holding market cap weighted indices. There will be times when, you know, clients might feel like they want to take a tactical bet around that. And, you know, maybe they feel like technology stocks are a bit too expensive and they want to have a sort of more quality or defensive type stocks. And interestingly, we've got a product that caters for that as well, our global dividend strategy, which actually invests in sort of boring, steady, eddy type stocks and is very much underweight technology stocks. But for those who are looking for just a very simple, core, well-diversified global building block, this is the product that we have brought to market and at a very low cost.
And lastly, as a quick one, just talking about the sector, the JNC announced that it has denied the listing of the first crypto ETF. Do you think the regulatory environment will be an impediment to get alternative ETFs into the industry? And by alternative, I'm meaning the levered ETFs, alternative assets and different and just not the vanilla benchmark indice ETFs.
No, I don't think they're an impediment to that type of asset class. I mean, I think if a client wants to buy cryptocurrencies, I think there are a number of exchanges available, perhaps not the formal JSE, but there are other exchanges available to that sort of client. I think where most global regulators are in terms of this is that, you know, they're very sort of cautiously looking at that market to ensure that if they allow a regulatory framework that allows access to those sort of products, what does it mean for, you know, the average Joe Soap, you know? And as a regulator, they've got a lot of responsibility on their shoulders to make sure that when they allow new products coming to market, that, you know, they're being suitably regulated, priced, that there's liquidity around them, that there's transparency and good governance and all these things. So sometimes it might feel frustrating from the outside that regulators move slowly on these things. But if regulators were allowed something to list that then suddenly blew up, I think people would also be pretty cross with them. So as I said, they've got a weight of responsibility, and I'm sure they would love to innovate as much as the rest of the market, but have taken a cautious approach so far.
That's Gareth Stobie, Managing Director at CoreShares.
MoneyWeb now on the money.